got his Jackrabbits track and field hoodie on today, South Dakota State, and your indoor season practice is already off and running, isn't it?
Oh, no kidding. Started a long time ago, though. But yeah, repping the gear, always repping it whenever I can. But yeah, I know it started back in, you know, August when we get there. Get that first week to regroup, figure out what your class schedule looks like, get to meet some of the new team members, like the freshmen that came on, transfers. But ever since then, we've been off and going.
Yep, and yeah, you're keeping getting workouts probably start right away. Probably not heavy workouts, but they want to get you ready for the start of the indoor season, don't they?
I would say when you start, it's the worst part.
Is it?
Yeah, it's your conditioning stuff. You know, running 150s, doing hills, all that fun stuff. And, you know, you get used to it. When you hit, like, October, when you do the 10-hour a day for, like, the whole week, that's when you start actually getting into technique and jump. The more fun stuff, bounding, stuff I enjoy better about the sport. The other stuff, you know, push it to the side. It's whatever.
I got to ask you. I know this is off the subject, but the weather up there, have you gone through a lot of cold and snow up there yet or not?
You know, I would say the start off the year is amazing, you know. And we went up into November. It's like, this is great. Middle of November, we're outside. We're playing some disc golf with me and my friends. I'm like, there's no way we're doing this. Last year was, like, freezing. Mm-hmm. But then we hit, like, right after Thanksgiving, came back up. And it started blizzarding. It was like, all right, nice. Like 4-6 inches. And then the day after I left, they got more snow. So it's still snow covered. You know, like for the Thanksgiving, the football team, they had a playoff game at home. And it was, couldn't see the field.
Wow.
And it was blizzarding while they played. So, yeah, a lot of snow. Not too cold yet, though. Unless it's cold right now and I'm just not there, so I don't know.
I mean, it'll get colder January and February, I'm sure.
Yeah, it'll get into the negatives every day. And that'll be the fun part, walking from class and
exactly
stuff.
Right, you bet. Well, how do you think your start? You've only had one meet. It's early on in the indoor season. You're working away, and it's you can't push. I wouldn't think you want to push very hard. You just kind of take a meet by meet, practice by practice, get in the swing of things the indoor season. What?
Yeah, the first meet went pretty good. Besides the fact that I ghost marked or no marked, scratched, I guess, to make it easier for people. Most of my jumps, besides a one for long jump, and of course that was my first one, worst one, and it's unfortunate, but a lot of good, like, upside, good potential with the jumps I saw. I have good ideas what the marks were, but didn't jump them, so it don't really matter. But yeah, looking forward to the rest of the season. We have a lot of good jumpers, so the jump squad should be good this year. Last year we were kind of lacking. I was the only triple jumper, and then I got injured, and we had no jumpers besides one long jumper. This year we have three freshmen coming in. We might get a transfer coming in at the semester. Haven't heard fully yet. But, yeah, we're looking good. We got freshmen that jumped 49, got the Minnesota State record. Another one that got the South Dakota State record, like 48-something. Another one that jumped, like, 47. We got some good jumpers. We should have, I think, at least three of us go 49 if we get the other guy in. Four going 49. And then the other one, I'm thinking we're pushing at least 48. So it should be a pretty good year for us. We're looking to get four guys on the podium, not podium, four guys up in the top eight in conference, get a lot of points for us there.
But I'm sure your goals are up there, 48, 49, and you're pushing 50. That's got to be a goal of yours, isn't it?
I would say to start, I'd like to hit just 49, but definitely by the end of the year, 50 is the mark. Everyone around me has done it. Adam done it. Carson Stare from Aurora has done it. I think it's just my turn finally with the sophomore year. And like I'm thinking, first year actually healthy, knock on wood right now, until we get back. Those first few meets, hopefully, I'm like thinking 48, 49 for sure. If I get a 50, then I won't complain. I might be a little upset, though. I'd rather push that for conference and not, like, peak so early.
Right, right. How about long jump? Are you going to do both?
Yeah, I'll be doing both. I'll be doing both the whole year.
Okay.
Maybe off and on. I hope he, like, regulates me a little bit so my body doesn't get worn out. But, yeah, no, long jump, it's definitely pushing high 23s, 24.
Okay.
I don't know if I'll get the 24 indoors, but definitely get the 23s indoors, and then outdoors should be like a mid-24s, I'd hope, is the idea.
Do you like outdoors more than indoors?
Honestly, okay. I think the tracks are better outside. Indoor, some of those are pretty pretty hard to jump on. It feels like straight cement under your feet, but I guess I don't feel too much of a difference. But then again, I only did like two meets indoors last year.
But you got some great trainers, I'm sure, up there at that university that really take care of you.
Yes.
They know what you've went through in the past and said, we're going to do what we can do not to have you go through that again.
Yeah, we have some great trainers up there. Julia's our trainer. Our other one switched to the volleyball team, and we're looking for another one. So hopefully we get another one, because 100 athletes, or how many we have, from between guys and girls for just one trainer. kind of rough for her. I feel bad. But, no, she does the best she can do. She does an amazing job. So, yeah make sure we stay healthy.
I would think for that many kids, you'd have, like, 3 or 4 because that's a lot of kids.
Yeah, it's normally 2 or 3. Last year, we had 3. We had a student, like, trainer one, mm-hmm. which, you know, normally you get one of those in every year. But, yeah, our one that was, like, the one that was there for the longest time, she just up and left to the volleyball team. Better pay, less hours, less athletes. I understand exactly why she did it. Mm-hmm. You know, no hate towards her, actually. Love her a lot. But, just one right now. And I think they're looking for another one. I hope we get another one.
Yeah.
We greatly need it.
You talked about the jump crew. As far as the rest of your men's team, sprinters, distance, you feel like that as a whole, this is a pretty good rounded team this year?
I will say we're going to have a great team again this year. Last year, they picked us to finish 3rd in conference, and we three-peated. Mm-hmm. We won cross-country, indoor, and outdoor. That hasn't been done, I think, for 19 years in the whole conference between any team. So that was a great milestone for us last year. And for some reason, they chose to get 2nd again this year. You know, they have Adam NDSU up there doing the lead right now. A lot of great athletes up there. Unfortunately, I don't think they realize we return everyone besides maybe a handful that plays for us. Mm-hmm. And they might have been like 8th place, 7th place finishers. We have a whole team, and we have a lot of freshmen coming in that are going to do a lot of good things. So,
a little bulletin board material. Just
yes,
stick that up. They're picking us to finish 2nd this year.
A lot of people are kind of upset about that, and it's a little fuel for us right now.
Sure. You bet. A lot of good meets coming up. Your next one is scheduled, I see, coming up. It's kind of an alumni meet on the 17th. You got to compete in that one?
USD. Yeah, I should be jumping at that one. They have a raised runway. They're in a brand new track here after I graduate. It's unfortunate. Uh-huh. USD, the people there, like Carson, I think he's a little upset about that. He gets a brand new track like 2 years after he graduates.
Wow.
So it's kind of unfortunate. It's going to be a nice facility there. But right now, they do a little raised runway. Jeez, if I could speak. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's a pretty nice little area to jump at.
Do you see many raised runways at a lot of these meets you go to?
For indoor, not so much because we kind of just stay at our home place. We have a great place. Mm-hmm. A 300-meter track indoors, it's top of the line. No need to really travel anywhere, especially in the cold. But yeah, when we go, like USD is like the only one I for sure know about with the raised runway.
You do go to Grand Forks, and also you go to Ames, Iowa for the ISU Classic.
We might go to that one.
Okay.
Last year we were also scheduled to go to that one, and we did not go. We went somewhere else.
Okay.
Just because he doesn't want to take us so far, and there's no need to, especially when we were competing at home last year for conference. The reason we're going up to Grand Forks is because that's where the conference is going to be hosted.
Okay.
So we'll see what it's like up there.
And of course, that's the big one with the Summit League coming up on late February, February 27th to 28th. That's the big one, huh?
Yeah. Should be a big one. Should be up there in Grand Forks also, like I said. That's why we're going to go up there for a tune-up, but should be a good time up there.
National meet is after for the indoor meet.
Yes.
What would that be?
I think Florida again. I'm not for sure. I don't look that far ahead. I look at one meet at a time.
Is that the same? Okay. I was talking to Brittany about, they go to Gainesville, Florida. Is that the same?
No, it'd be different places.
Be different.
Yeah.
Different. Okay.
Because I think every location is different for like Division III, Division II, D1, NAIA.
Yeah.
They all have a different location.
Yeah, I was looking on your website here. They have a Summit League Indoor Championships, but they don't have a national meet scheduled after that.
No.
So, but there is a national meet.
Yes, it's really hard to get into.
You bet.
Top 16, I think, only in the nation. That's a feet and a half if you make it there.
So you're just doing jumps? You miss sprints?
Not really.
Not really at all, huh?
I mean, I might do some like 60s or maybe 100 outdoors just for fun in case I don't want to jump a meet, just go and run something. But other than that, no, I don't. I guess I miss it too much.
Do you have a pretty good sprint core? I'm sure you mentioned it.
Yes, we have a all around, just everything's great. The sprints are, they're going to be good. We have a lot of guys that can go in the 60. We had one guy go 6.78, I think, which is fairly, it's actually really good. And then another guy goes 6.8, and then Demon Run Finals, both of them. So they could have probably went faster. Unfortunately, for some reason, some guy at Kansas City went 6.62, which leads the nation in the 60. I don't know how we have that in our conference, but, you know, it's good for them. But we're right there. We have a top, should have like 3 or 4 guys go in the top 8 for the sprints also in the 60, we hope, this year.
So you're loaded with sprints and field events, and you said you got a good cross-country crew. So
cross-country, we should... Oral Roberts has a guy. Other than that, a lot of our guys should finish in the top 3 or top 8 for sure. We have 4 guys probably in each of those events. Cody Larson, who was a national qualifier last year for outdoors, also qualified for cross country. He should probably win most of the indoor long distance races again. And he did it last year, do it again this year. So
academics going okay? Classes?
Academics are going great. changed my major, made it a lot easier on my life. It made something I know how to do a lot easier, so
can you
made
tell
school
us?
Fun.
Can you tell
sports us? Management, trying to be an athletic director.
Oh, really? Yes. Okay, cool. That's a good deal. So, did you have to do a lot of switching to classes and everything with that? Probably so a little bit?
Kind of. For the first semester, before I changed, it was pretty much your general education stuff, your GEs. But now that's getting more specific, I didn't really change too much, no.
Cool. That's good. Good deal. Everything going good. Back home visiting the family. Chance to hang out. Still keeping it, I'm sure, try to hit weights. Keep yourself in shape, right?
Trying my hardest. Going to the Y, going down to the track. It's been beautiful outside. Unfortunately, the weather is making me go golf. So
that's what your mom, I saw your mom, and I said, he's doing a lot of golfing? He said, oh, yeah, he's doing a lot of golfing.
Then all last week was golfing besides Christmas Eve and Christmas. And yesterday I had that tournament. Unfortunately, I didn't get signed up in time. Uh-huh. I was going to do it, but going out golfing actually today again. Uh-huh. So, yeah, you meet up with my friends, play golf. It's all good.
Have you always been like this in golf, or just something you picked up in the last couple of years?
I've always played golf for a while and did their camps and stuff when I was younger. Their tournaments and stuff, like the youth league tournaments. But really picked it up, I guess, maybe two summers ago, playing every day. But
so if golf and track weren't in the springtime, if one was on the other one, you would ask Coach Petrosky, I want to be on your team, right?
He knows about that. I keep joking about that. I'm quitting track. I'm coming to join you. And he goes, don't do that.
Right.
I go, you don't know my handicap. It's not good, but I might make the JV team.
There you go.
Yes.
Well, you go out and so what's your best round at Heritage Hills?
Oh, I shot an 85 a couple of days ago. I don't think that was my best. I think my best was like a 79 or 80. I can't remember exactly. Mm-hmm. That was like two summers ago.
Cool.
It's just random. Mm-hmm. I don't know how I did it. Pulled one out.
There you go. That's a tough course out there.
Yes, no kidding.
You bet.